Hello and a beautiful day to you. You're welcome to the School of Prosperity and Influence Special Editions. I am Adekunle Joshua Olambiwonu, and by the help of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we have come thus far in this program. We have come thus far to talk about so many things. From the beginning of this special editions, we spoke about the keys to prosperity, trying to lay the foundations that was necessary. Alright? Trying to lay the foundations that we needed. So we started with this audio series with our identity in Christ. Then we move on to exploring our identity and authority in Christ Jesus. And then we moved on to humility and self as the first key to prosperity. Then we considered love as the key to prosperity. We considered godliness. We considered prayer as a key to prosperity, and we stopped on prayers as keys to prosperity, and then we moved to laws that we can actually, you know, put into practice. The reason we started with keys was to enable us to lay the right foundation. The reason we started with keys was to help us lay a proper foundation, because I discovered that man cannot operate under a realm he does not have access to. Let me repeat that for emphasis, that you are a man, men cannot operate in a realm that they don't have access to. So the keys to prosperity will give you access to the realm of prosperity. While the laws we've been talking about, we enable are things you need to do, okay, in order to get prosperity for yourselves. I want you to understand this, that God's system, God's principle is definite, it's sure, and it works. Okay, there is no discussion, there is no controversy about that. There is no controversy about it. Alright, so the first law of prosperity we considered was insisting on the word of God and confessions. That was the first law we considered. And then we considered giving and withdrawing. While we were talking about giving, okay, we mentioned the fact that a lot of people give without learning how to withdraw. And by the grace of God, we're able to break some barriers and thinking that has to do with giving. Okay? Sorry about that. So, after giving, we talked about sowing. Sowing. And that is where we learned that as Christians, we are meant to be farmers. We are meant to be God's farmers. As a matter of fact, one of the important principles of God, okay, is time to seed time and harvest time. As a matter of fact, even Jesus himself likened the kingdom of God to a man that sowed, okay, that sowed a seed, and he went to bed at night, and he came back the next morning and see that what he has sown has sprouted. He does not know how. This is a clear signal, a clear indication that as Christians, we are meant to be farmers, God's farmers, and all we should do is to actually sow. So when we seek the kingdom of God, we are sowing. That's why it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness thereof. Because when you do so, you are sowing. And the harvest you will reap, okay, includes all the other things that the world is looking out for. So today we are going to consider tithing as a law of prosperity. So a lot of people, you already know tithing, as a matter of fact. In fact, in the part of the world where I come from, people believe that tithing is just a scam that pastors use to collect money from the congregation. You know, they have so gotten tithing wrong, okay, that they have reduced it to the level of a scam. I want to tell you this something today, that God's system is sure, and every part of it is correct, every part of it is accurate, and every part of it is powerful. So if God says you should tithe, okay, the fact that you did not get it right does not render it powerless. I want people to understand this, that if you do not get how to use the system of God well, it does not render it powerless. So know today that tithing works. Know today that tithing is real. Know today that you cannot prosper if you don't give tithes. I want you to know that today, prosperity will be far from you if you don't tithe. There is no discussing it. So the question you might not be wondering is, you might not be wondering that, Why is it that you have not been getting results for all the tithing you've been doing all the years? And the answer is simple, that you have been getting it wrong. The answer is so simple. Tithing, like every other part of the principles of God, needs to be done rightly. You need to do the right thing, the right way, at the right time. If it is not done the right way, at the right time, okay, you might lose your reward. So this is why people think tithing is a scam. It is not. It works if you do it well. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit is going to teach us how to tithe well today. And for you to know why it is important for you to tithe, okay, I would like us to start from Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Oh, did I say 4? Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. Revelation 10, 11. Okay. If you are there, you can just hold on a bit for me. Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. Oh, Revelation 10:11 says, and he said, not 10, let's go back to 4. I think I made a mistake when I was noting it down. Revelation chapter 4:11. Yeah, 4:11. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Okay? For thou hast created all things, including you. God has created all things, including the money that has come to you. God has created all things, including the resources that are at your disposal. God has created all things, including the house you live in. God has created all things, including the cars you drive. God has created all things, including the harvest you desire. God has created all things, including the resources you have at hand right now. It now says here that, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For God's pleasure. I want you to understand this, that yourself and everything that you have at your disposal have been created for God's pleasure. They have been created for God's pleasure. So it means that if you want to prosper, you need to learn how to please God. Praise God. If you want to prosper, you need to learn how to please God. Because it says here that God is worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. Okay? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, including you and everything that you own. You know, the Yorubas used to say one very funny adage where I come from. They say, Afa Jono Embere Rombo. All things, including you and everything at your disposal, including the results you see. God created everything for his pleasure. So it means that if you want to get more, you need to learn how to please God. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. That guy knew how to please God. And look at what God did with his life. Thou hast created all things. So this is why, if God has commanded a thing, you should not bother about it. You should do it with due diligence. This is why tithing will work. Tithing works and continues to work. Because tithing pleases God. Tithing is not for the church. You can imagine if the church itself is paying tithes. The church itself pays tithes. You know, I was listening to someone speak some months ago, and he was saying that the Bible on tithing, the scripture on tithing is obsolete, but the spirit is true. Please, I want to tell you something, that what pleases God continues to please God. Hello? What pleases God, okay, still pleases God. Now, I want us to understand this carefully. This is not about the book being obsolete or not. It pleases God to receive one tenth of
whatever it is he has given you. And there is a covenant with it. See, God is not the kind of person that depends on his word. He does not. So if he depends on something, it's probably what he proposed in his heart, but not his words. God does not depend on his own words. He does not. So if God has said that when you do this, this and this and this and this will happen to you, I think you should not abandon it, because it's a covenant that is going to work. So for I want to tell you this again, that the scripture on tithing is not obsolete. It is not. Neither is the spirit. The covenant is there and it will work. So the problem with people that don't get results from tithing, okay, is because they have not learned how to use it well. Praise God. Do all things to the glory of God. They have not learned how to tithe well. They have not learned how to. So by the grace of God today, you will learn how to do it well. But first, in order for us to understand what to do with tithes, let us look at the origin. The origin of tithe. Okay, so let us look at how tithing came to place. Let us consider the covenant of tithing itself. Let us consider what is attached to tithing as a covenant. Malachi chapter 3. Of course, if you are a Christian and you are a tither, you are used to this scripture. You are already, in fact, we quote it a lot, but with less understanding. By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit will give to us the understanding today, in the name of Jesus. We quote it before with less understanding. Malachi chapter 3. If you are there, you can just read ahead of me. We start from chapter 8. Malachi 3:8. Now, it says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me." It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee?" And God said, "In tithes and offerings." Get this clearly. Refusing to pay tithe, it means that you are robbing God. I don't want to know how you want to, how do I put this now? How you want to say it. When you refuse to pay tithe, you have robbed God. When you refuse to pay tithe, it is not me, it is the Bible, that is the scripture that is saying this. When you refuse to pay tithe, I don't want to know what your excuse for not paying tithe is. You have robbed God, and can a man rob God? You have only robbed yourself of the blessing you are supposed to receive. So you can imagine that you are robbing God and you are praying for his blessings upon you. How does that work? That won't work. So if you have decided against tithing before because you think your church uses it or your pastor uses it to enrich himself, that is his problem. Do your part. The tithe you are paying is not to the pastor, it is unto God. You will discover soon. Do your part. Pay it. Because normally, even churches pay tithe. Okay? Churches that refuse to pay tithe have robbed themselves of the blessings of God. I am saying this, if you're a pastor, if you're a man of God and already presiding over a church, I believe that you pay tithe. But if you don't, you should know that you are robbing yourself and the church the blessings of God that is contained in tithe. Alright, praise the Lord. Verse 9 says, it says, "Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." Ye are cursed with a curse. So when you refuse to pay tithes, you are cursed. See, there's no going around this, that Jesus, if you say that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Yes, I agree. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law. But tithing is not a law. Tithing is a covenant between men and God. It's not something you must do, but it is something you have to do if you want the blessings upon you. Tithing is not a law. It is a covenant. And I believe you want to be prosperous. So if you want to prosper, you need to abide by all of the covenants that has to do with prosperity. So we are still considering chapter 10. It says, "Bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. He says, and prove me now here. See, when God says you should prove him, this is something you should take serious. God says, prove me with it. The Bible says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God, right? But God is saying that, tempt me with it. See if I will not perform my word. Prove me now herewith. Prove me now herewith. Saith the Lord of hosts. He said, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. See, the problem with people is that they have a problem. The problem, I've heard some people talk about this even in religious circles before, that when you give a tithe, God will give unto you a blessing. I agree. The scripture says a blessing, but the scripture also says that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So that one blessing you will receive when you tithe, there won't be enough room for you to receive it. Now look at this. It said, I will open unto you the windows of heaven. The windows of heaven. Then, heaven used to be in heaven. Now, heaven lives in us. It now says here, that I will release the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Now you see that tithing is for you. Heaven lives in you now. Jesus says, he that loveth me, keepeth my commandments. And he that keepeth my commandments, I will love him. Myself and my Father will then make our abode with him. If you keep the commandments of God, if you keep the commandment that Jesus commanded unto us, God is living with you. God, Jesus himself, and the Holy Spirit is living with you. Heaven is in you. He now says here that if you prove God that is in you, okay, with your tithe, and see if the windows of the heaven that is in you will not be open, and will pour out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now look at it now. The blessings here. The windows of heaven will be open unto you. You will receive a blessing that there won't be enough room. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That's another scripture. Beyond that which you may be able to think or ask for, but according to the power that worketh in you. Tithing enables, activates the covenant. Activate another covenant that deals with prosperity. Now, look at the beautiful thing here. So, can you be prosperous without tithing? No. And this is why. The Bible says here in 11, God says, I will rebuild the devourer for your sakes. This is to tell you that if you don't tithe, the devourer will have an excuse to come into your works. Praise God. I want you to get this clearly. It says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. And saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. See, this is it though. This is what I find important most in this part, particularly in tithing. So, can you be prosperous without tithing? No! Because the Bible is saying that there is a devourer. There is a devourer. And the easiest way to revoke the license of the devourer from operating in your life is to tithe. But apart from tithing, there is something you do. So if the devourer is operating in your life, in your finances, you should know that he no longer has the license to operate if you tithe. What you need to do is to enforce the law. I've said this before, that the fact that there is a law does not mean that people will automatically abide by it. It needs to be enforced. So you tithe, right? Beautiful. You are a tither. Beautiful. So you need to rebuke the devourer. Praise God. Because the devourer does not have a license to operate any longer. Right? But if you don't tell the devourer that you don't have a license to operate, the devourer will take advantage of your ignorance. But in order for you to be in a position where you can say, no, you are not allowed, in order for you to be in a position where you can speak to the head that you will bring forth my fruit, in order for you to be in a place where you can tell the devourer to leave your works, in order for you to be able to say, I shall prosper in all that I do, you need to activate the covenant of tithe. Praise God. This is so important. This is so important. So, having understood the blessing that is contained in tithing, and having understood why, how it is important for you to tithe, and why it is not possible for you to prosper without tithing, then let us consider what to do with tithe. Because this is where people miss it. So you have been tithing, yes, but you have not, the devourer is still operating, okay? You have been tithing, and your work has still not been going straight. The first problem you have is ignorance. And by the grace of God, I believe the Holy Spirit is clearing that up for you today. That being a tither gives you an opportunity, okay, to revoke the license of operations of the kingdom of darkness regarding your work. So the devourer cannot come near your work. The devourer can come via enemies. It can come by accident. It can come by economic policies. It can come by sicknesses. It can come by any means. So because you are a tither, okay, that is one extra license for you. Apart from you being a son of God, being a tither is one extra license that you have, okay, to now tell the devourer, no, you cannot operate here, because this finances is secured by God himself. My finances is under the security of God. My finances is insured by God himself. So tithing is your insurance. It becomes your insurance policy. Tithing, it becomes your insurance policy. So every time, so if you are a tither now, by the grace of God, I want you to take this serious. If you are a tither already, and the devourer is in your works, and you can see that your business has not been moving, or something has, stalled your business, you can speak to it now. Even as I speak, you can speak to the devourer in the name of Jesus. Remind the devourer that you are a tither. He no longer has the license to operate, and it will flee from you. Resist him steadfast in your faith. It is not by praying hard. You can just say the word, I am a tither, things cannot be tight for me. So you, devourer, hear the voice of the Lord. I am a tither. Okay? You are no longer allowed to operate in my finances. You are no longer allowed to operate in my business. You are no longer allowed to operate in my works. Pack your bags and leave. It can be that simple. But when you pray it with faith, it will flee from you. Okay, I know in your mind you might be thinking, but that is a simple prayer now. Yes, it does not have to be, so harsh, and you don't have to shout for hours before it is answered. Resist him steadfast in your faith. We are to resist the devil and the kingdom of darkness steadfast in our faith, not in our prayers. Praise God. So that is that being cleared up. So what do you do with tithes? That's what we're still considering. Let us start from Nehemiah chapter 10. Nehemiah, prophet Nehemiah. There's something that is important here that a lot of people miss when they are tithing. Nehemiah chapter 10. I pray in the name of Jesus that the revelation of God's word will be revealed unto you, even as we are speaking. In the name of Jesus. Nehemiah chapter 10. In the name of Jesus. Verse 38. Nehemiah 10:38. Okay, it says, and the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. Praise God. Let me read that verse again. It says, and the priest, we're considering Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5 next. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5. It says, we're still on Nehemiah 10, 38. It says, and the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites. Praise the Lord. Okay, let us start from 37. And that we should bring the first fruit of our dough and of our offerings, and the fruit of all manners of trees, of wine and of oil unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithe of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithe in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. Praise God. You will see here that we are to bring our tithes unto the priest. We are to bring our tithes to the priest. Praise God. And worship the priest will take all of our tithes and worship the Lord with it. This is why Aaron is there. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithe. So it means that even on the tithe that has been bringing unto the Levites themselves, okay, we pay tithe on it. You pastor, you presiding pastor, hear this. The Lord of God says that you are to pay tithe. You are to bring the tithe. Get this clearly. So the priest is to receive the tithe. So who is the priest? Now, so then the priest used to be the son of Aaron, but the priesthood has changed. Jesus is now our high priest. Praise God. This is where people miss it. We are to take our tithes to Jesus. So even though we are paying the tithes in church, it is not the church we are giving the tithes to. By our confessions, we confess that we bring our tithes to Jesus, our high priest, and worship the Lord, we worship our God with it, the Father. This is important. This is an important action in activating the covenant. Bring your tithes unto the priest, and the priest will gather the tithes and worship God with it. But when we pay our tithes, we just say, Father, this is my tithe. I thank you for giving me this tithe. I will drop it in the basket. No. There is a process to tithing. There is a process that needs to be activated when you are tithing. And it is that it can be simple. You bring your tithe unto Jesus Christ, okay? And worship the Lord our God with it. Worship our God the Father with it. Let us consider Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 5. Hebrews 7. Verse 5. Now, it says here, and verily, okay, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithe of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, 7:12. It says, for the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For the what? For the priesthood has been changed. The priesthood. The priesthood. So it is to tell you that your tithes are not, you are not supposed to take your tithes to God yourself. You are not to take your tithes to, it is not your pastor that will say, I take these tithes on behalf of you. No. Even your pastor himself is supposed to take all of those tithes, okay, and hand it over to Jesus. We should teach this in church, that people that wants to give tithes are to give tithes to the high priest, not the pastor. So on your tithe, okay, you have to activate. You need to confess the word of God that I have brought my tithe unto Jesus. Jesus, the high priest, this is the 10th of my income. I have bring it unto you, Jesus, our high priest, and worship the Father with it. Now, there is a covenant that is along with it. That is when you now bring upon the covenant with him. So you now remind, not that you remind God, you now confess the covenant in the place. Where can we find the covenant? In Malachi chapter 3. Let's go back to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. It says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and it shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, and neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord. See, everything you are saying there is involved in tithing. Everything. So, your confession when you are tithing should be, I've said this before, that it is our confessions, okay? It is our confessions that enable us. It is our confessions, okay? The power of life and death is in our tongue. What you confess into your life, you will see. So, when next you're about to pay your tithe, you need to confess the word of God. And you need to activate the process. The process is as simple as this. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this income that you have given unto me. I bring a tenth of my income, which is my tithe, to the high priest. Jesus, the high priest, received the tenth of my tithe today and worship the Father with it. Now, that is done. Worship the Father with it. Now, Father, our Father, look down from your holy habitation. Okay? Look down from your open habitation and pour out unto me a blessing that there will not be enough room to receive it. Okay? And the devourer shall not have reason to come near me. And the fruit of my ground shall yield. Praise God. Neither shall my vine cast fruit before time. In the name of Jesus. Simple. Simple. Covenant activated. If you need to hear the confession again, you can go over it and write it down. I have a personal confession I actually make when I tithe. And it goes as simple as that. I am in the land which you have given unto me. Okay? The inheritance that I have received through Christ Jesus. It can be as simple as that. Jesus, our high priest, I bring a tenth of my income to you and worship the Father with it. Now look down from your holy habitation in heaven, our Father, and bless me as you have said in your word. That is my own personal confession when I give tithe. Yes, and it is profitable to me. So I am imploring you today, do not be ignorant of this. Do not be ignorant of the systems of God. The systems of God are sure. The systems of God will bring results to the man that doeth them diligently. God bless you. God help you. I pray that even as you hear this word, the Holy Spirit will reveal more to you. And you'll be able to receive the grace, okay, to be able to tithe accordingly. God bless you. Have a wonderful day ahead.